with SRN News. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. House Speaker Mike Johnson is calling for Columbia University's president to resign over her handling of anti-Semitic demonstrations on campus.
It's unconscionable. This President Shafiq is shown to be a very weak and inept leader. They cannot even guarantee the safety of Jewish students. They're expected to run for their lives and stay home from class. It's maddening.
Appearing on the Salem Radio Network, Johnson called the sometimes violent anti-Semitic protests disgusting and unacceptable. Meanwhile, questions are being raised about the protests.
The NYPD is looking into reports that outside groups are funding pro-Hamas protests at local universities. The NYPD Deputy Commissioner of Operations says he suspects professional agitators are behind the protest centered on the Israel-Hamas war, pointing to the student encampments at Columbia and NYU that are all using the same type and color tents. Similar protests are breaking out at campuses across the U.S. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Supreme Court will hear arguments in former President Trump's immunity case today. Justices will be determining whether Trump is immune from prosecution in a federal case charging him with 2020 election interference. His lawyers say former presidents are entitled to absolute immunity, an argument that was flatly rejected by the judge overseeing the federal case. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is applauding passage of a $95 billion aid bill for U.S. allies.
It's a good step in the right direction for things that matter to America. We can all argue about the right amount, but I'm glad that it passed. It will keep America more safe, more prosperous in the years ahead.
He told the Salem Radio Network it's critical now for the U.S. to lend its moral support to Ukraine and Israel. This is SRN News. Evangelicals weigh in on the issues. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
A new poll released by Coral Ridge Ministries asks believers to select three most pressing concerns for the Biden administration. Immigration was the most frequently mentioned issue. 56% of respondents put it in their top three. Second on the list was America's sovereignty, followed by abortion. And what issue poses the greatest threat to the country right now? The vast majority of CRM poll respondents say open borders. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Spain has approved a plan aimed at making reparation and economic compensation for victims of sex abuse committed by people connected to the Catholic Church. It also announced the future celebration of a public act of recognition for the victims. However, the Spanish Conference of Bishops has rejected the plan, saying it discriminates against victims who are outside of church circles. This is SRN News. Births in the U.S. fell in 2023, marking an end to the late pandemic rebound. The CDC says about 3.5 million babies were born in the U.S. last year.
That's about 76,000 fewer babies than the year before, and the lowest one-year tally since 1979. Births in the U.S. had been dropping for more than a decade, but when COVID-19 hit, births went up for two straight years. Now they're back down. Birth rates have long been dropping for teens and young women, but were rising for women in their 30s and 40s, a reflection of women pursuing education and careers before starting a family. But last year, birth rates fell for all women under 40 and were flat for women in their 40s. I'm Donna Water.
A memorial service will be held at Washington's National Cathedral today to honor seven World Central Kitchen aid workers killed in Gaza earlier this month. More details at SRNNews.com.